Paragraph Tezayin, V'alkein Koyvin HaMezuzah BePesach HaBayis. Now you'll understand why the place that we put up the mezuzah is at the entranceway. Ki hu emuna shehu al yidei birur hamedame hi haPesach v'hashar she'al yodo nichnosin lodas u'lahakir oisei yisborach. This is one of the most important rules in Kabbalah, in Chassidus, and in Yiddishkeit, that the entranceway, the doorway that leads to Hashem, step one in coming close to Hashem, Judaism 1.1, is Emuna. It's Emuna. That's the entranceway, that's the gateway through which a person can come to learn about Hashem and to understand Hashem. Bibchinas, as we have the famous pasuk that says, Ve'erastichli be'emuna, I wed myself to you with faith, V'yodates Hashem, and then I come to understand Hashem. Ki ef shalich no yisel adas dikdusha kim al yidei emuna, ki yodua. Because as is known, it is impossible to enter into understanding Hashem, understanding Yiddishkeit, without a foundation of emuna, faith. V'alkein hu emuna hu b'chinas ha-pesach v'ashar shal yodo nechnosin lo daso yisborach u'liskari ve'ilov u'likolbo yisborach. And therefore, emuna is the entranceway, the gate through which a person enters into understanding Hashem, coming close to Hashem, and merging with Hashem, becoming mamish part of Hashem. B'chinas, as the pasuk says, Ze Hashar Lashem. This is the entranceway to Hashem. Tzadikim Yavoy Uvoy. Tzadikim, righteous people, will go through this entranceway. What is the entranceway? Bechinas, there's another pasuk that says, Pishu Sha'orim, open up the gates, V'yavoy Goy Tzadik Shomer Emunim, and let the righteous nation, which guards their faith, let them enter into the entranceway. Ki hu emuna hu al yidei birur hamedame. Because as we mentioned earlier, a person comes to real emuna through birur hamedame. V'hamedame hu ha-pesach v'hashar shel ha-seichel. And medame is the beginning and the entranceway to the seichel. Notice if we talk about the brain, the outermost layer of the brain is medame. And we said through emuna you get to birur hamedame. So emuna leads you to the outermost layer of the seichel, and then from there you work your way in, you know, in terms of seichel. Kemoi she'anu royim gam bechochmos chitzonis shel hamechakrim. Rav Nosson Zal says, as we see, even in the secular wisdoms that scientists and those kind of people study, shemaschilin kol chakirois chochmosom. Al yedei dimyoinois shel hamedame. They start all of their analysis and all of their investigations based on different analogies and comparisons that they make. That this is similar to this. You know, they're trying to take A and draw B. From A and B, we can postulate that you have a C and C leads you to D. V'chula v'chula. That's how they build up their thinking. Shemedamin umakishin dover ledover, they compare different things ad sheboim el chochmosam kiyod, until they arrive at their conclusions, the different conclusions they come to, whether it be in mathematics, whether it be in engineering, in all the different secular wisdoms. Kiyodua lemi sheboki boim ktsas, as is known to those who are familiar with studying these secular wisdoms. Shekol chochmosam al yedei hekeshim v'dimyoinois, that all of their knowledge and all of their understandings are based on comparative analysis. Umachmas shehamedame sholehem einoy mevuror, and because of the fact that their ability to compare is not perfect, it's imperfect, because of the fact that they have not perfected their koyach hamedame, Alkein heim nevoichim b'chol ha-chochmos. That's why they're confused and perplexed in all of their chochmos. They can never, in most cases, they cannot come up with clear solutions or a real, perfectly clear understanding of what's going on. Ki roiv ha-chochmos einam berurim etzlam, ki yadua. Because in majority of wisdoms, they are not clear. as is known, as even some of them admit in their books, that even though they're giving you hundreds, thousands of pages of information, but they, some of them, those that are honest, admit, we still don't understand this really clearly. They don't understand exactly how the sun works and exactly how this and exactly how that. Ubefrat bahasoga silukus, especially when we're dealing in theology, if we're talking about religion, sheboze ein yoidim klum, when it comes to understanding Hashem, when it comes to really, really understanding Hashem, there, they don't know anything. V'alkein rubam nisu v'navoichu mo'id al yidei bilbul hamadame, and for this reason, many of them have wandered and gotten confused through their unclear madame, at shebo lekama kfirois utuusim v'emunis kuzvius kol echad l'vitusoi, until it led them to all kind of denial of Hashem, atheism, and mistakes, and false beliefs, each one in their own flavor of it. V'hakoil al yidei bilbul hamedame. It's all based on the fact that the medame isn't proper, hasn't been perfected. Their ability to relate things, the whole relational thing, upon which all of their, you know, derivations are based on, the fact that they don't have that clear, and they don't have that proper. Once that's not proper, if the formula that you're using, if the scale that you're using is inaccurate, then all the things you're going to weigh on it and measure and all the conclusions you're going to derive from it are obviously going to be wrong conclusions. Why? Ki hamedame einoi mevoyer etzlam machma shezei loizochu lekabola satoira. Their medama is not clear and is not proper because they were not zoiche to accept the Torah. Ulekabel b'chinas ruach nevuah mit tzadikim es, and to receive the flow of prophecy from the true tzadikim. Remember, mi bein shnei kruvim, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Alkein loy poska zuamasam zuamas hanochosh shu bilbul hamedame. So Rav Nosson Zal says, watch this. Remember when Hashem first created the world and Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, and that injected a filth, a darkness, an impurity, a confusion into mankind? That continued until Matan Torah on Har Sinai. We're told that when the Jews accepted the Torah on Har Sinai, Paska Zuamosam, that disease cleared up. That filth, that disease that the snake injected Adam and Chava with, cleared up at Har Sinai. Who did it clear up for? Those who received the Torah on Har Sinai. The Yidden who accepted it on Har Sinai, for them it cleared up. Whereas for the other nations that didn't accept it, they still have that Zuama, of which another word for that is Bilbul Hamedame, an unclear Medame. You know, is that the entranceway to thinking is convoluted, it's polluted by them. Alkein loy poska zuamosam zuamasam shabilba, exactly. Ukumashekosubaturnal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran. Vechein lehepech bigdusha, and so too regarding the other side, the holy side, Am Kodesh Yisrael, the Jewish nation, shezochu bekabalas haTorah, who was zochet to receive the Torah on Har Sinai, ulehiskarev letzadikei emes, and to come close to true tzaddikim, sheyesh lohem bechinas ruach hakodesh, who have this spirit of ruach hakodesh bechol dor, throughout every generation. Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran that even though today we don't have ruach hakodesh in the same form, on the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu had it, or as they had thousands of years ago, still it's impossible for any genuine Jewish leader to be conducting Jewish leadership without Hashem giving him some degree, some aspect of Ruach HaKodesh. Shalidei zeh mizbarer hamedame. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that it's these two things, the Torah and this Ruach HaKodesh, that help clarify the medame, that help cure the medame and make it accurate. Shalidei zeh zoichen le'emunah, through which we're zoichen to emunah, and that's how we're zoche to the true chokhmah of the Torah, al yidei hamedame digdusha, by applying the medame with holiness, by using the medame correctly, meaning al yidei shemedamin milsa lemilsa, by comparing things. We know that the whole Torah, the derivations from the Torah, are also based on all kinds of comparisons. Kal v'chomer, gzera shava, hekesh, shenimshach, mebechina, shloishesri, midosh, atorna, reshaven, which are based on the 13 formulas which we use to expound the Torah with. Shehem mi kal v'chomer mi gzera shava binyanav, shehem hekeshim digdusha. These are all comparisons, holy comparisons, shel darkei haTorah, which are the formulas of the Torah, shaydei ze nimshochin kol chidushei haTorah. That's how we derive all the revelations of Torah that all of our rabbis have taught us from the Torah, v'hasoga selukus shel chachmei haTorah amitiim, and the understanding of Hashem, the perception of Hashem of the true great rabbis. All of it is derived through a medama that has been fixed up, through a pure medama that gives them the ability to know how to understand all the different relationships between every word, every letter in the Torah, the different mitzvahs, all the different things. Nimtza, we see from here, shehamedame hu bechinas pesach v'shar shel hasechel, that the medame is the beginning and the entranceway of seichel. Within this, the ingredient called seichel, within that item called seichel, the outermost layer, the beginning of it is medame. V'alkein zoichin al yidei biror hamedame le'emuna dikdusha, and therefore, to the degree that a person cleans up his medame, to the degree that a person perfects his medame, that leads him to holy emuna, shehu ikar hashar va'pesach dikdusha, which is the main entranceway to Yiddishkeit and to holiness, to seichel, to everything. Alkein, therefore, shom bepesach habayis, it's there at the entranceway to the house, koyven es hamezuzah, that we put up this mezuzah, shehi shtei parshis haTorah, which is the two parshis of the Torah, shekol bem kol hu aseres hadibrois, which have in them all of the Ten Commandments, the chol kabolas oil malchus shamayim v'oil mitzvahs. And that's where we declare that we're accepting upon ourselves Hashem's authority and all the mitzvahs. Shekol zeh hu bechinas ruach nevuah. This is that flow of prophecy. Bechinas emuna kanal. Vaydeze mekatshin es pesach habayis. That's how we sanctify the entranceway to the house, sheyir bebechinas pesach v'shar hasechel v'achochma digdusha, that the entranceway to our home should be a holy entranceway. It should be the entranceway to chochma and sechel, which is what our home is all about. Shehu ikar kedusha sabayis. That's the essence of the holiness of the house. Bechinas bechochma yibone bayis. We build about haynu sheyumshach kedushas biror hamedame. By establishing the mezuzah over there in the entranceway, which is where the medame is, by putting a mezuzah up there, the mezuzah is emuna, the mezuzah is aseres hadibros, the mezuzah is ruach nevuah, that's purifying and perfecting our medame and our emuna, and that's a kosher entranceway into the house. Once you've done that, you're ready to enter into chachma, into the chachma of kedusha. Shezoi bechinas kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas habeis hamikdash, shemamshichen letoich habayis, which we're bringing into our home.